This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. There's a startup that's come up with a new way for doctors to give you shots. You swallow a capsule with a tiny needle inside. And it opens and gives you the dose in your intestines where you don't have pain receptors. After you get the shot, the needle breaks down and your body flushes it out. Company says their swallowable needles are ready to start clinical testing now, so maybe in a few years, that's how we'll be getting all of our injections. The whole thought of it just gives me the heebie-jeebies. Word out last week that wearing a tie cuts the blood flow to your brain by 8%. Ladies, you're thinking, I don't wear ties, so I'm all good. But there's a new study out today, one that finds your bra could be giving you headaches. Apparently, 78% of women in the world wear the wrong size. And if you're one of them, it can add stress to your shoulders, which can lead to headaches and back and neck pain. And the key to having a much better life is playing music at home. That's according to a new slip disc survey. People who play music at home have over 3 hours of extra family time a week. They're 87% happier, 83% say chores are simpler, 50% say they like cooking more, and spend 20% more time cooking with their significant other. And finally, they have more whoopee. All this happiness just from playing cozy at home. I love it. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. It's Paul Ann Decker, the Daily Buzz on Cozy with a couple of random facts. Charles Richter, the guy who invented the Richter scale to measure earthquakes, was a nudist. And the average age of people in NASA's mission control room during the Apollo 11 moon landing was 28. Well, this is the kind of week we've had. Last week, we had the hot dog eating championships, 74 hot dogs in 10 minutes. Over the weekend, they had the world wife carrying championships in Finland. And right now, people are being chased by bulls during the running of the bulls in Pamplona, Spain. Proof that we don't just have to turn to Washington for our craziness. The FAA conducted a study to see if smaller airline seats are getting too small. And not for comfort, but for our safety. Can we get in and out of them quickly if we need to? Good news is, they say there's no problem with getting out of our seats. They say the biggest factor in airline safety is whether or not we pay attention to the safety demonstration before takeoff. Finally, a scientist in Australia just found evidence of the oldest biological color in history, a color that developed from microscopic organisms approximately 1.1 billion with a B years ago. And that color is bright pink. Color came from some powder on ancient preserved rocks. And now you know. 57th Annual Kressel Art Fair on the Bluff is this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. 200 new and returning artists representing 11 different media categories. From all the information, you can visit the website krassl.org. That's krasl.org. Weekend's events include our Smooth Jazz at Sunset concert on Saturday night. You can learn all about that at smoothjazzatsunset.com. All right, so knucklehead news comes out of Pennsylvania, where a strange chain of events began when 30-year-old Jesse Shields and 22-year-old Catherine McCloskey saw some fireflies and believed they were actually alien lasers. Police say Shields was so nervous that he was being targeted that he drew his pistol and fired several shots into the air to scare them away. He then ran to a nearby home and asked the owner to use the phone so he could call 911. He broke a window on his way out of the house and ran to another neighbor's house, where he broke yet another window. The owner of that house was able to grab the gun and told police that Shields had asked if he could take a shower to wash off the alien goo that was burning his skin. Police believe bath salts are likely behind the couple's bizarre night. They were arrested, charged with burglary, criminal trespass, public intoxication, and disorderly conduct. Knuckleheads. That's your Daily Buzz. If you see something I should buzz about, get it to me, please. Paul@WCSY.com is my email. Fax is 637-2675. Our snail mail address is 11637 M140 in South Haven. You can drop things off at that same address across from McFadden's Friendly Motors on M140. Leave us a message on Facebook or Twitter. Podcasts of the Daily Buzz available at WCSY.com and great podcasting outlets like iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul A. Decker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.